It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. New Mexico State Police shut down a stretch of Interstate 25 in Las Cruces for several hours Thursday afternoon as a hazardous materials team responded to a rollover crash involving a commercial motor vehicle hauling fuel. The driver sustained unknown injuries and was transported to an area hospital Thursday afternoon. The incident closed northbound I-25 at the U.S. Border Patrol checkpoint near milepost 26, and during the incident, traffic was rerouted onto New Mexico 185. I-25 opened shortly after 5 yesterday evening. In the Big Bend region, officials in Presidio are encouraging residents to shelter in place and limit how much they travel due to COVID-19. Local health authorities say most cases then and now are from the city of Presidio, where the predominantly Hispanic community faces barriers to accessing quality health care and frequent testing. Marfa Public Radio's Carlos Morales reports.
Inside Presidio's emergency services building, a high-ceiling warehouse that usually stores fire trucks and ambulances, hundreds of residents last month are waiting to get tested for COVID-19. A medical attendant tells each person how to self-administer their test. This testing, although infrequent, has become one of the few ways Presidio residents can get screened for COVID-19. But with irregular testing, Presidio Mayor John Ferguson says it's impossible to get an accurate snapshot of where active cases actually stand.
Testing is limited to whenever it becomes available in our community. It's not on a daily basis for most people, and so that's hurting us in terms of staying on top of identifying who's infected.
Among the 600 people who got tested the day I visit back in November, Areli Perez, a 41-year-old teacher, who says whenever there's public testing, she stops by.
We don't have access to anything else, just the basic stuff.
The high number of cases concerned Perez. Her parents live in neighboring Ojinaga, and she feels she can't visit them as much. She doesn't really see her grandma in Presidio either, and she's worried about her school district's recent decision to end remote learning. She says it's all a lot to process.
Me han dado hasta ataques de ansiedad. I mean, I have been having some anxiety attacks at night, like not sleeping at all.
Perez finds herself lying awake at night, thinking, what happens if she doesn't wake up? Or what if she wakes up sick? And she doesn't really tell her children about her anxiety. She doesn't want them to worry.
Toda la noche estar pensando, y si no me voy a despertar, y si me despierto enferma, y si, entonces es una situación bien difícil. You know, sometimes you just don't mention it, right? But it's been hard.
The Big Bend region's limited access to quality health care is another thing on the minds of residents here. Since the pandemic began, communities of color in Texas have been disproportionately impacted. To date, Hispanic Texans make up about 52% of all COVID-related deaths, while only accounting for 40% of the state's population. At the same time, in Presidio, the city has seen a larger share of deaths compared to other communities in the Big Bend, like Marfa and Alpine. Dr. Katie Ray says there are several reasons why. She's with Presidio County Health Services, one of two medical clinics in the city.
First of all, it's the largest population center in the county, so just by the numbers, we would expect them to have more cases and deaths.
And on top of that, Presidio households are large and intergenerational, making it harder to social distance around aging family members. Then there's Presidio's location.
It's a 90-mile drive to the hospital, and many of the patients don't have vehicles. They don't have transportation and easy access.
And beyond the Big Bend region, better-equipped hospitals in El Paso, Odessa, and Midland have shrinking hospital capacity and are accepting fewer patient transfers from rural areas. At first, the region's remote location provided a sense of protection, but now that distance is a barrier, says Melinda Richardson, the director of Presidio's Emergency Services.
My specific concern for the city of Presidio is that we have a very vulnerable population and that the virus spreads through that population to an extent that we don't have the medical resources in the region, whether you're talking about EMS or clinic or hospital, to take care of them.
Those vulnerabilities include Presidio's aging population, many with underlying conditions like diabetes and hypertension, all high risk factors for the coronavirus. So far, Richardson says the city is managing, but with little help from the state, there isn't much else they can do.
If we don't get a handle on the infections, the potential is there to overwhelm the local resources.
It's all a scary situation, and things have felt hopeless for residents here. Areli Perez, the Presidio teacher, says she's now navigating another reality brought on by the pandemic. Saying goodbye to family who died from COVID-19, like her uncle in Odessa.
Mi abuelita, el no poder ir, el no poder estar con él, despedirse de él.
Perez says her family can't be there. Not her mom in Ojinaga, and not her grandma, who only wants to say goodbye to her own son. She's not sure what will happen next, but she's taking things a day at a time. She says, like other residents here, that's all she can do. I'm Carlos Morales in Presidio.